You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, this time of year, Idaho farmers take to the fields in full force. They're planting crops and making irrigation systems ready for the summer growing season. This year, many are wondering, though, about clouds of uncertainty hanging over the future of farm exports. Unless you have a direct connection to the land, you may not realize the impact agriculture has on the Idaho community, as well as the effect foreign affairs have on Idaho farmers. Now in a spiraling dispute between the U.S. and China, that country is targeting a number of farm products. So are Idaho farmers and ranchers in danger of losing lucrative foreign markets? So to find the answer, we're joined by Sean Ellis. He's on the phone from the Idaho Farm Bureau headquarters in Pocatello. The Idaho Farm Bureau is a voluntary grassroots organization dedicated to strengthening agriculture. And in studio with me is Mike Williamson. Mike is a fourth-generation farmer from the Sunny Slope area of Canyon County, where he and his family grow white peaches, sweet cherries, and wine grapes. So, Mike, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much,
Gemma. And Sean, thank you for joining us on the phone.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, Sean, I'd like to start with you, if I could. What is the latest news about the farm tariffs? Like, where is that standing right now?
Well, it's important to keep in mind that the only in this latest dispute, the only tariffs that are actually in place right now are the U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs against Chinese imports. All the other tariffs, American and Chinese, are prospective at this point, so they haven't been put in place. That gives the two countries time to work it out, to hopefully negotiate mm-hmm. something that so these tariffs don't go into effect.
But if these tariffs do go into effect, since there's talk about this, what is the state of Idaho potentially looking to lose? And I'm talking from a monetary standpoint.
Well, it's hard. I talked to a lot of people. I wrote a story about this a couple of weeks ago, and I talked to a lot of farmers and ranchers. It's hard to put a monetary total together. But the concern among in farm country fluctuates between mild to significant. Some people aren't overly worried about it, but other farmers are very concerned. And the crops that would be hurt in Idaho that would be directly affected by these tariffs, if they go into effect, are wheat, beef, fruit, wine and corn. And to give you an example of the potential impact, the beef industry in Idaho is a $1.8 billion industry when it comes to revenue, a farm gate revenue with the farmer gets for his commodity. Mm-hmm. Wheat is a $415 million crop. Grain corn is a $70 million crop. Fruit, $30 million. And the Idaho wine industry has about a $170 million economic impact on Idaho's economy.
Those are not small numbers.
No, those are big numbers. And like I said, you know, it's all up in the air right now. We don't know if the tariffs go into effect, but if they do, there are some farmers and ranchers out there that are legitimately concerned.
Speaking of farmers and ranchers, I want to bring Mike Williamson into the conversation. Now, Mike, your family has farmed for four generations in the Sunny Slope area.
That's right.
How could this potentially affect your family business? I mean, this is your livelihood.
Right, it is. We have been marketing some of our white peaches into a Taiwan market, which is very similar and very tied in with that
neighbors
Chinese
to China, basically.
Exactly. Where and they would both be wanting and desiring this fruit. If U.S. fruit, U.S. white peaches are not going into China, there's very likely going to come into Taiwan, and that would directly affect us.
Also, I thought you made a good point a little bit earlier. We were talking before the program, is that what you do, because it's fruit, it's a perishable item.
Absolutely. We have weeks.
You have weeks to actually get this where it needs to go.
Absolutely.
If it doesn't get where it needs to go, what happens?
Then we're kind of at the mercy of the best market we can find. If you're not in a good marketing position, if you're 3,000 or 30,000 miles away negotiating a deal on the docks, we want to have these markets and these deals worked out way ahead of time. That's why this uncertainty is not great for any kind of deal making at this point.
And I was going to ask you, how are you dealing with the uncertainty? Because it's not like you can't stop planting, I'm assuming.
Right. Well, our peaches are in the ground. This is multi-years to get into even production. It's 7 years to get them into production there. With wine grapes, you're 4 years or so before you're into full production. So there's no turning a corner and, hey, let's plant corn or something else that's not affected. We're all in with this commodity or this product, which I guess I would, like we mentioned all these commodities. Mm-hmm. Really, these are world class farmers in Idaho that we get to deal with. I get to deal with every day, and that's why we're on the world market. That the levels of production and the levels of quality that we're able to do are able to meet a world class market.
I'm talking with Sean Ellis with the Idaho Farm Bureau, as well as Mike Williamson, a Sunny Slope farmer, about the potential impact of China and U.S. tariffs. So, Sean, I want to bring you back into the conversation. I think Mike made a very good point about world-class farming. Talk to me a little bit about that, because I think sometimes there's a perception that, well, it's a farmer. But they are a farmer. I mean, that is their livelihood. But this is big money, and this is a huge impact to the Idaho economy as well.
I'll give you an example. The latest University of Idaho report that shows the agriculture's contribution to Idaho's economy, and just grasp these numbers for a second here. Agriculture directly and indirectly, you know, when you're talking the trickle effect, is responsible for 16% of the state's total gross domestic product, 16%. $28 billion in sales every year, and 128,000 jobs. It's the number one sector of Idaho's economy. When ag hurts, Idaho's economy hurts.
And Sean, would there be some type of domino effect? And I know we're saying a lot of ifs, but I mean, there have already been certain tariffs put in place. So this is not out of the realm of possibility. So is there a trickle down effect, like you said, a domino effect to someone who isn't a farmer, that someone who lives in our urban cores in Idaho?
Oh yeah, I mean, Idaho's urban areas are totally dependent on agriculture. You think about the farmer. What if the farmer buys tires from the local, you know, tire company? Mm-hmm. Buys tractors from the local John Deere or whatever tractor company. Fertilizer, seed, all the other inputs, labor. It goes on and on and on. Idaho's agriculture has a huge impact on Idaho's economy. And if I might address this, if I can jump ahead here.
Absolutely.
Keep in mind that so Idaho, according to the Idaho Department of Agriculture, Idaho farmers and ranchers exported $62 million worth of farm products to China last year. The vast majority of that, I think it was $38 million, were dairy products. Dairy is not targeted among those tariffs. So directly, the tariffs, if they go into effect, would not have a huge direct impact on a lot of Idaho farmers and ranchers. The problem is, think about this. So Idaho, the U.S. sent exported $80 million of wine to China last year. So China's proposing a 15% tariff on U.S. wine. There's already a 14% tariff on U.S. wine in China. So put those together, it's 29%. Suddenly these Chinese buyers might not be so interested in U.S. wine. What happens to that wine? It comes back to the U.S., floods our market and depresses prices. That's the real threat. So all that wheat, all that beef, all that fruit, all that wine, all that corn, if it's too expensive and China comes back to the U.S. and depresses prices, that's the real threat to Idaho farmers and ranchers.
And basically, Mike, that's what you were alluding to, because since it is a perishable product, you have to find somewhere for it to go.
Absolutely.
I mean, because it will literally just die on the vine.
Right, exactly. The wine's a little bit of a different story.
Right,
you've got a little
right.
bit of legs for those, but yeah.
So speaking of that, you have made some changes to your farming mm-hmm. over the years. Tell me about that and why you decided to do that.
Sure. Yeah. In the late 90s, 98, we planted our first wine grapes, and that was a decision based on the local markets. The big guy on the block, St. Chapelle, was offering mm-hmm. contracts. We planted some, and it's been a growing, my cousin and sister and I, we've kind of picked up the pace and have kind of turned the corner on going wine grape. And that's a big, I guess, medium-sized farm families like ours kind of have to find a niche market, whether it's at the local farmer's market or wherever. That's why the white peaches fit with us. That's a pretty niche market. It's very specialized, as well as the wine grapes. We've got to get into those high value niche markets that that help sustain us, because as we are not going to win on the
big scale operation.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So then when we look at something like these tariffs coming into play, and let's take your white peaches for example, what could potentially happen, and how big of a crop do you have normally every year?
Right. We ship about 30,000 boxes of white peaches into Taiwan. And so that, I mean, that's our crop. We can't like not harvest. It's got to happen. And so we're talking with, I guess we're talking with our buyers or our export buyers and stuff like that to find out what are some other avenues and what are the consequences, I guess. And yeah, we don't want to be in a price taker mm-hmm. point of view. We want to be the price kind of giver. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we end up in that situation.
So Sean, what are your concerns? What are the things top of mind for the Farm Bureau right now when you are waiting to see how this will end up?
Well, I mean, keep in mind that looking at the U.S., agriculture as a whole, and I apologize, I'm a little hoarse. My voice is hoarse today. I apologize.
You sound good for radio. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. Thank you. So American farmers and ranchers export about 20% of their production, so the stakes are high. And China, U.S. agricultural exports to China totaled $21 billion last year. And that's 15% of total U.S. ag exports. And China was our second market for agricultural exports behind Canada, which is $22 billion. So what we're concerned about is the indirect impact. You know, $21 billion of ag products that go to China. So if they become suddenly too expensive to go to China, where are they going to go? That's the big concern. Mm-hmm.
I want to think.
There's a lot of time in between now there's no set date for these tariffs to go into effect. So the hope among Farm Bureau's hope is that the two nations will sit down and negotiate and reach a workable agreement.
That would be the hope.
We favor negotiations, not additional tariffs.
All right. I want to thank both of you for joining me today on talking about this issue that could have deep impacts for Idaho. Mike Williamson, thank you so much. Sean Ellis, thank you.